Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life. Welcome once again to Faith Matters. We're celebrating the holy season of Lent, a season which calls us to a deeper level of repentance and preparation for what really is the center of the Church's entire year, the Easter Triduum, the days beginning on Holy Thursday night and continuing through Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. These days are so great, and the mysteries that they celebrate are so marvelous, that they require this entire season of preparation. The Lenten season, of course, begins with Ash Wednesday, and on that day, the reading of the Church's liturgy proclaimed the following words from the prophet Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and repents of evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare thy people, O Lord, and make not thy heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. The word of the Lord calling us to repentance. The ashes themselves, what do they signify? They signify the fact that we were made from dust and will return to dust. But why? Why will we return to dust? Death, the scripture tells us, came into the world because of sin. It wasn't part of God's original plan. God made us to live. We returned back to dust precisely because we turned away from God. We turned away from the one who gives us life. And if you turn away from the one who is all life, what are you left with? Death. Lent, therefore, is a time when we acknowledge that we are bearing the penalty for sin by wearing those ashes on our forehead. And if we acknowledge that we bear the penalty for sin, then we acknowledge that we are sinners. And we acknowledge, therefore, that we're taking on ourselves now the responsibility to turn away from sin. And that is why when the ashes are imposed, besides saying, you are dust, and to dust we shall return, another word that the priest can say is, turn away from sin and believe in the gospel. Rend your hearts, not your garments, Joel says, and return to me. And then he says, return with fasting and weeping and mourning. You know, the Christian life is an interesting combination of mourning and joy at the same time. There is a sorrow that we have, but it is a joyful sorrow. Why is it a joyful sorrow? Well, it is a sorrow, first of all, because we realize that we have offended an all-loving, all-powerful, all-holy God. And yet, in realizing that we have offended him, we do not lose hope. We do not say, everything is lost. Oh, we are subject to the penalty of death and there is no hope. There is hope. And this is why our repentance, even though it is sorrowful as it looks at the evil we have done, is joyful because it's turning back to a God that, as Joel told us, is gracious, is merciful, is slow to anger, is abounding in love. And that's why the Church's liturgy, if you listen carefully to the preface of the Mass during this Lenten season, you will hear the prayer say, Lord, we thank you for you give us this joyful season. It's a season of mourning for our sins, of penance, of self-denial, of fasting. But in the midst of that, there is joy because in repentance, we are turning back to the God who can save us from the very sins that we have committed. Why do we fast? Why do we practice self-denial? Because it reverses the dynamic of sin. The dynamic of sin, very simply, is that we say no to God and yes to ourselves. We choose something because we think it's going to bring us some gratification and some pleasure, but at the same time it offends the law of God. Fasting and self-denial in various forms reverses the dynamic of sin. Because instead of saying no to God and yes to ourselves, we say no to ourselves and yes to God. And so we, on Fridays, for example, abstain from meat. Not because there's anything wrong with meat, but because we are symbolically saying to the Lord, as I have taken what I should not have taken, so now I give to you what I could take, but I make a willing sacrifice instead. It also strengthens our self-discipline, because if you and I are going to resist temptation, we have to be stronger than we are now. And in order to resist temptation, to say no to something that is wrong to take, we have to practice by saying no to something that it would be okay to take, but which we want to say no to anyway in order to strengthen our ability to say no to temptation. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord. When we come to the end of the season of Lent and enter into those holy days of the Easter Triduum, we will celebrate the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I were immersed into his death and resurrection by our baptism. By our baptism, God the Father looked on you and on me, and he said, you died on the cross. You rose from the tomb. St. Paul says to the Romans, are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, and now that Christ is risen, we too share a new life. And therefore, the season of Lent and this time of repentance is really a time of renewal of our own baptism. And on Easter, we will renew the vows of our baptism. The Easter liturgy calls for that. And we are asked again, do you renounce Satan? And we say yes. Do you renounce all his works? We say yes. Do you renounce all his empty promises? We say yes. The time of Lent prepares us to say that yes once again. And at the same time, it is that season of the year when those who are entering the church prepare to do so and prepare for their baptism. So many new Christians will be baptized on Easter night, on Easter day. And so we ask you to pray for these individuals, these men and women who are called catechumens, those who are learning the gospel and getting ready to promise to profess and live that gospel, getting ready to receive the life of Christ inside of them on Easter night. Pray for the catechumens of the church during this holy season of Lent, the final time for their preparation. It should be a joyful season. It should be a season when all of us come together as if there were a tidal wave that were about to come into our community. All the people of the town would gather together. We would call the men and we would call everyone to gather and to hurry. And with a sense of urgency to build a wall that would prevent that tidal wave from destroying our town or our village. Lent is something like that. The urgency of it is something like that, whereby we come together and we say we cannot allow sin to overcome us as a great tidal wave. Rather, we need to come together as a body and repent. Come together as the body of Christ and make up for our sins. Come together with a sense of urgency that says, O Lord, now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. The graces that we are offered today to turn away from sin may not be there tomorrow. The Lord asks us to have a sense of urgency. And it is possible to turn away from whatever sin has burdened you during life. Never think that a sin is too great for the grace of God to break. Now, this Lenten season, receive from him the power to be free and to say, Lord, I will serve you in freedom from my sins. And then we will celebrate the resurrection of Christ.